So, what's a professional speaker? And should I care anyway? Hi, this is Roger Harrop. So what on earth is a professional speaker? What are they all about? And if I'm organising an event, do I care anyway? Well, frankly, you should care. A professional speaker, just like any other profession, is someone who has got the skills. And those skills are to ensure that your delegates get the absolute maximum out of their part of the event. Like any other pro, a lot of those skills are not seen. They're seamless. They just look like it's falling off a log. So what are we talking about here? I guess the first thing, of course, is in terms of what they are and what they're about and what they know. A professional speaker is an expert. They are an expert in their subject. And indeed, I'll go even further than that. They are passionate about their subject. It's something that oozes out of the pores of their skin. And they're something of a guru. They're recognized as something as a guru. They've almost certainly written a book or more than one book. And they are seen as someone who really, really understands that subject. And indeed, almost certainly regularly researches that subject to ensure that they're up to date and leading edge. Next, there's the construction of their speech. Let's for the moment just assume we're talking about a keynote speech here. Let's say that's typically a keynote speech is, say, 45 minutes. But there is the construction of that speech, because it isn't just a question of being an expert and spewing forth your knowledge. Obviously, a number of speakers do that, and particularly with lecturers, perhaps it's more like that. A professional speaker is someone who you would not expect to use notes at all. And they will have a keynote speech which has been finely honed, down to the nanosecond, again to give the delegates the absolute maximum takeaways. That speech will have no more than two or three key messages that people take away. It will include one or two stories, maybe a bit of self-deprecation of the speaker. The speaker will be empathizing with his or her audience, and depending upon the topic, will be taking them through something of an emotional journey. All that is about ensuring that the delegates are, well, we call it the three E's. Not only are they educated, they are also entertained, and the speaker is enthusing. You're absolutely in touch with that speaker and what turns them on and gives you the maximum takeaways. What next? If that speaker is a member of the Professional Speaking Association here in the UK, or one of the, I think it's now about 11 or 12 sister organisations around the world, then they cannot become a member or a fellow, which is the ultimate accolade, unless they have demonstrated their understanding and use of the fundamental core competences of professional speaking. It is a qualification. To be a member or a fellow of the PSA is a qualification, and it says something about the abilities of the speaker. Those core competences, I say, are the things that are often hidden, but they include voice. It's the way you use your voice. It's the way you can project your voice. There's a lot of similarities here between a professional speaker and an actor. You need to train your voice. You need to have it at a level that is appropriate, and all kinds of other things where that voice is making a big difference. There's what's called platform mechanics, and this is the use of the stage. It's a fundamental skill that you have to learn. You have got to own the stage. There are certain places in the stage where you deliver certain types of message. Again, very similar to acting. You've got to make sure as a speaker that every single member of that audience, and I've spoken on occasions to audiences of 2,000, but every single one of those members of the audience, which, by the way, you often can't see because you've just got lights in your eyes. You can see absolutely nothing. But every one of those 2,000 people have got to believe you are speaking to them. Now, that's a real skill that speakers have to develop. Timing is something else. As a professional speaker, you simply never overrun. And actually, a worse sin is to underrun. If you've been booked to give a 45-minute speech, that's what you do, to the second. And you don't do it by looking at your watch. You don't do it reading. You do it because it's part of your basic skill. And indeed, even more than that, If the organizer says to you, actually, because of circumstances, you've only now got 31 minutes, then you speak for 31 minutes. The most interesting I've ever had is I was booked for 45 minutes, and in the end, I only had 12. But in those 12 minutes, I still had to enthuse, entertain, and educate my audience. That's your job. You're a professional. What else would you expect from a professional speaker? Well, of course, it isn't just about the stage. I think we all know that in every survey that's been done over recent years, talking to event planners, event professionals, that actually the speaker is somewhere below 8 or 9 on the list of things that are important to them. So something else a professional speaker will do is make your life easy. That's their job. They will reply to your communications quickly. They will make sure that you have the materials that you need about them and what they do at the right time. In addition to that, they, these days, and maybe this wasn't the case in the past with some speakers, but these days you would expect a professional speaker to offer at least to do befores and afters. Befores might be simply arriving the night before, so that they can spend some time with your delegates. Maybe there's a dinner or something, and they're spending time getting to know delegates, making their speech even more tailored for your event, because that's what you'd expect them to do. They may do other things. They may actually do pre-event marketing to help you get more and more delegates to your event. After the event, they may offer follow-up activities as well for you. So that what you're getting with a professional speaker is not just a 45-minute speech, but a complete educational experience for your delegates. Okay, so there we are, professional speaker. Why would you not use one?